Welcome into episode 81 of the Godly Young Men podcast. As always, thank you so much for joining us on your favorite podcast app or hopefully watching on YouTube as well. I am really excited about this episode. We have not done a, call it, for fun episode in quite a while. I don't even know the last one that we did. We don't do a lot of just, hey, let's have a good time episodes.
Yep. But this is one of them.
If you are here just for the biblical, kind of really important, like a lot of the stuff we've done lately, we feel is very, very important. Last one about premarital sex, obviously hugely important. Testosterone, yep. We feel like that's important. Even budgeting, your finances, like how to be a good
leadership.
Husband.
Leadership,
like,
oh yeah.
Really, really important stuff. If you're here just for those episodes, you might want to, you could feel free to tune out of this one if you'd like. We're excited about it. We think it's going to be fun. And it's obviously something that we believe in as well. And we're going to teach our sons to do this, but not going to be a lot of Bible in this one. Not going to be a lot of spiritual stuff in this one. Yep. We're talking about restaurant etiquette. Again, just a fun episode because both Joe and I are big restaurant guys.
Yes, we are
both, because of the economy, trying to save a little bit of money and trying to not eat out near as much as we used to. But I know I'll speak for myself here and let you speak for yourself. I very much still love going out to eat, enjoy trying new places, going to different restaurants and things. And so we thought, I think, that was this your sister's recommendation?
Shout out Rachel.
Yeah, shout out to Rachel on the idea of doing an episode on restaurant etiquette. We do think it's important. We think it's important that if you're going to be a godly young man, you're going to be going out to eat, you need to know some of these things, and maybe you were never taught. So that was the point of this episode. Joe, take us away on the any more intro thoughts that you might have.
So where we make this biblical is actually eating is a huge part of Scripture.
There you go. That's true.
Yeah. There is a lot about food, and there's a lot about coming to the table, and we're going to be in a feast with Jesus at the end of all time and coming to his table, and Luke is all about dining with certain people. And so the Bible has a heavy emphasis on food, actually, if you do pay attention. Even from the very beginning, the first sin is with food.
Has to do with food, yeah.
Right? And then at the end of all things, we actually see the tree in the garden again for us to partake of, the tree of life, right? So there's food as
well. In the Levitical law, too, there's a lot about food.
Tons in the Levitical law about food. Food is important. And especially when we're eating with others and you see Jesus reclining at the table, and he even has some things in there about, hey, the first shall be last, and don't just sit in the seat of honor. And he's got some restaurant etiquette, quote unquote, really going to people's houses. But look, you're going to find yourself in restaurants from time to time, we would imagine, right? And maybe you never do, and that's okay, but these are still some good things, I think, to pick up on, especially when you get into business. You may be invited to expensive restaurants. You may love to take your wife out. You end up going on a fancy date for your 10-year anniversary, and you choose a place that's high dollar.
Christmas dinners,
things like that. Yeah, we want to make sure that as godly young men, we know what we're doing in these areas. It's very much kind of like the get cultured. Yeah, it's a fun episode. It's a shoot the breeze episode.
Not a high stakes episode like the last one.
Not in the least.
Yeah.
But we will be talking about steaks. So
yes, very true.
Yeah, we love steaks. Yeah. There you go. But we have four different categories, I guess. One is going to be the treatment of others. Number two is appropriate behavior. Number three is proper etiquette. There's a difference between appropriate behavior, proper etiquette. And number four is just general advice. Things that didn't really fit under one of those first three. Just some general advice that we'd have for you as godly young men. So, Will, I'm going to let you get us into the treatment of others when it comes to restaurant etiquette.
Can I skip to the second one? Because this one drives me nuts.
Go for it.
Okay,
go for it.
So this will be our number one. Be nice to the waiter and the waitress.
Yes.
My wife was a waitress back before we got married. It's kind of her first big job. And because she was in that industry, she is super sympathetic to all waiters and waitresses because she knows what they go through. Like, there are just so many people that are just rude, just not nice. Like, to me, that's one of the simplest ways that you can show the love of Christ. One of the simplest ways that you can just generally be a kind person is just be nice to the waiter. Be nice to the waitress. And sure, maybe food services, the quality of food service has kind of gone down and more people don't care. At the same time, it costs you absolutely nothing to not berate the waitress for your food taking a long time. Generally speaking, it is not their fault that the kitchen got your order wrong or that, I guess sometimes it is their fault they didn't take the order right. But you know what I mean? Like, that it's taking too long or that it certainly if it wasn't cooked right. Like, waiters and waitresses can get so much just poor treatment. Don't be that guy. Be nice to them. If there's a problem, handle it in a Christ-like manner is what I would say.
Well, you can get us into number one. You kind of put those together and I'll do the next.
Okay. So, and to tie to that, just say thank you. Again, just a very easy thing you can do to treat others well. Thank you. I try to make a point every time the waiter or waitress comes by to just refill my water. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. They give you a straw. Thank you.
Dropping the food off. Thank you so much. Like, You don't have to, and a lot of people don't. They just, you know, get their refill, get their food, and, you know, the waiter and waitress is barely thought of. Say thank you. It's a very simple thing to do.
It's a heart of gratitude is really what it is. We're grateful to be here. We're grateful that they're serving us. Grateful for their service. Whether you think it's five-star service or not, be grateful.
Sorry, one other thing on this, not restaurant-related. Make a point every time your wife makes you a meal, tell her thank you.
Absolutely.
Even if it's the worst thing you ever, even the worst thing you ever made, tell your wife thank you for making dinner. It will... It does a lot.
Yeah. It's still time and effort. No. That's great. That's good advice. Other things we have on here. Wait on other people's food to arrive before you start eating. There are some special cases here where they didn't order that much or their food's really taking a long time and yours is going to be stone cold by the time they get there. Occasionally, you got to feel this one out, but it is a pet peeve of mine, and this is something that can be so rude where yours gets set down and you're the first of maybe a table of 12 people.
And you start going to town.
I'm so hungry. You start chowing down. Literally, everybody else is still talking, kind of shooting the breeze, looking around, like waiting for their food, and you're half done with your plate. Don't do that. Make sure everybody has their food on the table before you really start chowing down. And here's a little tip. Usually, I'll eat some French fries. If I'm waiting and I'm really hungry, I'm not eating the burger, the main meal, whatever it is. I'm going to eat some chips. I'm going to eat the French fries. I'm going to eat the sides and take a bite here or there and then converse and talk for a while. Scan, where are they coming? Is the food coming, right? So it's just a play by ear type of thing, but it's just so rude to have all your food done by the time the next person gets their food. And the last thing on this is proper tipping. Actually, when my sister sent this to me, she wasn't just talking about restaurant etiquette. She talked about Uber drivers and barbers and things like that. Yeah. Tipping was a big one, and proper etiquette for those things, because this one drives me nuts on both ends of it. I hate when people give 5%, 10% tips as though this was Europe. That's not the case here. And a lot of waitresses and waiters are living off of their tips.
Well, because they're getting paid $2 an hour.
Yeah. Right, exactly. They get paid nothing. The other side of this is, I remember going to a concert and I go to buy a shirt and they literally turn around, grab the shirt, walk back. It was a five second proposition.
And they ask for a tip.
And then he turns the screen. Do you want a 5, 10, or 20% tip? A zero?
Where's the 0%?
And it literally took me. They had a small button in the corner. I've never seen it like this. They had a small button in the corner. I had to wait. It's the most awkward thing. There's people behind me, and I'm scanning for. I'm not tipping you. You grabbed a stinking t-shirt, okay? So I'm not tipping you.
Yeah.
So we're in a tip-happy culture where everybody wants a tip.
Because it's funny you mentioned barbers. There's a big debate about whether you should tip your barber or not. That's literally what they're paying
to do. That's what you're paying to do. I'm more on the tip end of things. I do like
especially
a tip.
Restaurants.
Especially at restaurants. I do tip my barbers. I do tip the people like that. Let the money flow easily. You go, well, man, I don't have a ton of money. Look, I'm not one of those, the law of attraction, where it'll come back to you per se. There is a level of treat people well. Take care of people as much as possible. Be generous with the money. Tip, you had me read the 5 a.m. Club. He's real big on that make sure you're tipping those. But Will, I do want to ask, what is your general, your standard go-to percentage for a waiter?
Rachel and I will almost sometimes she'll take the receipt and do it because I'm like, you do it, but usually we almost never tip below 20%. 20% is kind of our standard. If the service is really bad, we'll drop down to 15, which I think is kind of the general standard. But again, Rachel being in the service industry and for the generosity standpoint, I tend to think right around 20 is generally what
we're doing. I'm an 18% guy. Okay. I have gone down to 15%. No, the lowest I've ever given was 12%. I was disgusted, and I gave.
Oh, I'll go down. I'll go down to 10% if it's really bad.
If
you're rude and you just are horrible at your job, sorry, I'm not.
I'm the only person in the restaurant, and you can't figure out how to fill my cup, even though you're just looking around. I'm seeing you standing over there.
Right.
Yeah, that's not good. I mean, there are some exceptions to this. Be generous, people, with your money. You didn't go to the restaurant to get the cheapest thing on the menu and to tip at 2%. Then don't go to the restaurant. I'm sorry. Don't go to the restaurant. If you're going to tip at 2%, even though they're going to work for you and they're really working hard, again, they're getting paid $2 an hour. They're making their living off of this. So try to be generous when it comes to the treatment of those that are serving you, the waiters, waitresses, whatever it may be.
Quick clarification, because I tip at coffee shops and stuff too, but only $1 there. I don't do the percentage thing.
Yeah.
At restaurants, I'll do 20%.
Well, it drives me nuts. You'll go through a drive through and sometimes in specialty places, burrito places, whatever, not McDonald's, they'll ask for a tip. You are functionally McDonald's. I don't tip my McDonald's guy at the window. Hand me my food, man. That's what you're getting paid for. So you know, little give and take on this one, but we'd love to know your thoughts. This is one of those that, what do you tip? What do you think is fair? What do you think is appropriate? In Europe, like, getting a tip, 10% is, whew, that's a lot. So you go to different places and you tip 20%, and they're almost offended that you've tipped that much, because they actually pay their waiters and waitresses, usually, you know, a decent wage. And there's discussion back and forth on whether they, a lot of people love the tip system because they get paid way more than they would if they were just on salary, not getting tips.
It's not as great for the consumer, but
Exactly. So it all just kind of depends. But that is for the treatment of others. Will, go ahead and get us into appropriate behavior at restaurants.
Yeah. So the first two I'll hit quickly because it's kind of obvious. Yep. Hopefully you were taught this when you were 5 years old. Don't chew with your mouth open and don't talk with food in your mouth. Pretty basic. Pretty standard. Pretty standard. Like, if you're having a conversation and you have just taken a bite of your filet mignon cooked medium rare and you really got something to say, man, finish your bite and then, you know, come back to it. Don't be the guy that's like, I'm not, as you're chewing. Yeah. Like, definitely not.
No, absolutely not. Do not. My dad used to get so mad at the table. That's probably where I put this on here. My dad used to just, like,
just don't do that.
Like, he had a friend who was the world's worst at chewing with his mouth open, and he'd come over, and you could see a vein in my dad's head, because he didn't want to say it. He was a friend. He didn't want to say it to him, but he'd come over, and we're all kind of quiet around the dinner table. My dad was like
staring him down. Oh man, my wife, if we're close enough with the person and somebody's doing that, my wife will look at him and go, "Is it good?" Like my siblings or something. Oh, it's so
don't chew your mouth open.
She can't stand that.
It is a cheesy look, especially if you're at a dinner table, or if you're at a business dinner or something like that.
Oh yeah.
Don't chew with your mouth open. Make sure that you're, again, this is appropriate behavior. Another appropriate behavior, don't comment on price. The look in the menu, whoa, this place is expensive.
As you say it really loudly.
As you say it loudly for everybody to hear. I've seen that where it's like, hey, Dad, did you see the price of this? No. Do not comment on price.
Such a great addition here.
If your dad took you to the place, or if especially in business again, if the business, do not comment, boy, this place is expensive. They already know that. Thank you. This is, when you walked into a gorgeous place and it's marble everywhere, yeah, it's probably going to be expensive.
Yeah.
Just note that it's expensive. If you can't afford all that much, get a soup or whatever it is. Like, you can still enjoy it. You can still have fun. Please don't comment on the price when you open the menu as though you're blown away at how expensive it is. It's just a cheesy look.
Especially if you're not paying. Yeah, bad look there. Yeah. Next one I'll say, don't be the person that's looking for problems. Don't be the... I think initially, Joe, you're going to put on here, like, don't be the person who's always looking for a freebie. Like, yeah. I didn't really like my meal all that much. Just trying to get free food. Like,
it was a little bit cold. Like,
right, or okay. You know, my steak was just a little bit. There's times where it's like, okay, if you ordered it medium and it comes back absolutely rare, send it back. Or if there's no pink and, you know, like, it's completely way too overdone, send it back. But like, for the most part, I have gone out to eat with people who you can just tell they're looking for a problem with this, yep, problem with that. It is the most awkward eating experience of your life. Like, the secondhand embarrassment I get from other people complaining about their food to the waiter or waitress is like, oh my goodness, I'd rather not be here. Just as a general rule, make a mental note, don't come back to the place. That's really all that you have to do. That's generally all I do. Because trust me, like, that's going to hurt them, their business, more than, you know, whatever it is that you would do if you're looking for the problem. Just don't be the person that's always looking for a problem.
Yeah, you don't want the meal. Like, anytime you get the meal comped, it's like, I really wasn't looking for that. I came expecting to pay. I just wanted it the way that I wanted it. I am paying good money for this. And so if it is off, but yeah, I don't be looking for problems. Next, don't be on your phone the entire time. Great this is one. Big for godly young men. You can sit at the end of the table and it's like, Hey, Joe. And I'm sorry, what? And I look, no, we're here to enjoy the time. I don't need them to call my name 4 or 5 times before I pay attention. Get off the phone. You can check the phone. They have those games where you stack the phones, right? And the first one to grab it has to pay for the check. If you're out, especially if you're out with your girlfriend, your wife, whatever it may be,
for sure,
please staff the phone.
There's times when this might not necessarily apply in the sense of, like, if you're on call for work or if you...
Right, of course.
There are times when... It's if you're involved,
you're waiting on big news.
If you're involved in a higher up business, that somebody you are generally expected to be accessible at all times. And so, you know, if there's, you know, a text them, okay, I'm sorry, I really got to get to this real fast. That's fine. But as a general rule, you obviously don't need to be on social media. It's not going to kill you to wait until after dinner to know the latest on the election race or whatever it is. Like, stay off your phone for the most part. And that's something I'm still working on. Of like, even just going out to dinner with my wife. Of like, I've actually gotten to where I try to leave my phone in my car. Or at least in your pocket where you know, you get notification on your watch. It's like, okay, I can ignore that. I'm good. Or, okay, that's my boss. I probably respond. That kind of thing. But just as a general rule, stay off your phone.
I've noticed that my wife and I will go out, and we don't really get on our phone too much. We'll look around, and the old people are the ones that
aren't that so funny.
They're not talking at all. They're both on their phones. It's like, man, that is...
This older generation.
Exactly. Those old whippersnappers. No, but just stay off the phone. The other thing that I don't have on here, but I'd add, is you can take pictures of your food sparingly. Okay. This is not Instagram time. Like, sparingly pull out the food with the bright flash and everything else. Just be mindful of the other people in the restaurant. And that maybe go to the treatment of others. Be mindful of the other people. That goes with chewing your mouth open, things like that. There are people trying to enjoy it as well. Being loud and boisterous, laughing a ton, being careless and spilling drinks. These things aren't on here, but that's not appropriate behavior. Yeah, I understand if you spill a drink, it's an accident, whatever it is. But if it's because
you're rambunctious
and messing around. No, people are trying to enjoy their meal, so try not to get in the way of that. Next, when saying the prayer, speak up. This idea of like, and then everybody's kind of like opening their eye, like, are you done yet?
Yeah, it's a table of 14. And
exactly. You know. and the person next to you is like, is he done yet? Did he say amen? Come on. Like, say the prayer, speak up,
stand up
if you need to. Make sure other people, especially people on the end, can hear. You don't have to be like, this loud, again, boisterous voice that everybody in the restaurant can hear. Have it be loud enough where people can actually pray along with you at the dinner table.
One more I'll add before I get to the last one that we don't have on here. If there is a crying baby or something in the restaurant, don't be the person that just like turns and stares.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the ruder things you can do. Obviously there's, you know, discussions about should you bring a baby to a nice restaurant, whatever it is. Yeah. But like at the same time, don't be that person that's just staring. Like the parents are probably already really frustrated and embarrassed. Don't add to that. Just kind of a side one there. Last one is one that for this section, the appropriate behavior. This is for mainly if you're at a nice place, but even if you're at just kind of an upper scale place, you know, Outback or whatever it is. Like, don't be the person who's always, you know, especially when you're out with other people, of like, man, where's the food? Like, don't rush. If you're going out to eat, part of what you're paying for, especially if you're in a nice place, is the experience. So
right.
Don't be the person that's like, oh my goodness, this is taking 45 minutes. Are you serious? And, you know, I was expecting to be out of here in 45 minutes. It's like, you're in a nice place. Enjoy the experience. Don't rush. Order the dessert. Like, man, I can't stand it when go out to eat with people and they are always checking their watch. Like, man, is this food ever going to come? It's like, you ordered 8 minutes ago. Chill.
Right.
It's going to be a minute.
Right.
Like,
and it ruins the experience for
a lot
of people.
It does. Absolutely ruins it.
It adds this agitation, this like...
this tension at the table.
Tension. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Man, when are we going to get our food? Relax. Chill. It'll come. And if it doesn't come, you'll probably get reimbursed. You'll get a freebie, right?
There you go.
If it doesn't come. So that wraps up treatment of others and appropriate behavior. Next is proper etiquette. These are things that... yeah, it's when you talk about etiquette, things that you want to get right when you're doing this. In a large party, don't be the first to sit.
It's an interesting one.
And the reason why is, okay, maybe there are exceptions to this rule, but I've seen this happen where you got the kid on his video games or whatever, he's on his phone, and you got 12 people, and they all are kind of standing around like, who's going to sit where?
He sits right in the middle of the table.
Exactly. Like, we want the kids on one end, or where are the adults going to go? Are we going to separate it by men, you know, males, females, whatever it is? And he just, well, okay, well, there's Zach down at the end of the table. No. Wait. See where everybody's going to place you. See where everybody's going to sit. You can suggest, well, we could all sit down here. That's okay, but it's proper etiquette to make sure you're not the first one plopping into the seat where everybody has to move around you. And it's like, well, how'd you get stuck by all the moms? Yeah, because you took the first seat and they had nowhere else to sit.
It does create a really awkward situation where everybody's looking at each other like, okay, well, you know, who's going to decide where everybody sits? Because I know we go to like vacation with you guys or with your family and my family, and there's a lot of people. And there is kind of this like, everybody's looking around like, okay, where's everybody going
to
sit?
Yeah. It's okay to take charge and to go, hey, what if we did the guys down here, whatever it is. What I'm specifically referring to is like you're not paying attention to anything and everybody's waiting around and kind of talking about where we're going to sit and how we're going to make this work. And then you just decide to sit down in the middle of everything. And it's like, hey, can you please move down? That's just not a good look to have you move because you jumped the gun and decided to sit down because you weren't paying attention. So just pay attention, I guess, what I'm saying. Next, in a fancy restaurant, go outside in with the utensils. You're not going to run into this very often, personally, but I do think that... my mom always said, I mentioned this on the podcast before, my mom always said, like, if you're dining with the president, I want you to know what to do. when you're there,
you don't want to look like an idiot at the table.
Exactly. You want to know, have some semblance of proper etiquette. Outside in, you're going, man, I got like four or five different spoons or forks or whatever. You want to start on the out and then move
when
all
the salad
way in.
Comes,
when the salad comes and there's a specific soup one and there's an appetizer and things like that. And so you'll move outside. It's a basic one, but you may actually end up using that in a fancy restaurant at some point.
Yeah, next one would be for proper etiquette, dress accordingly. If you're going to a really nice place, you better not show up in shorts. You better not show up in a sports t-shirt. Some places they will ask you to leave. Yeah. Like I've never really seen that before, but I know it does happen. Of like, they'll certainly have dress code on their website. They'll say dress code is this, business casual or collared shirts are required if it's a really nice place. I remember there's one spot, Joe, that we went to with y'all a long time ago. They made you take your hat off.
Yep.
A lot of places will have that, but at the end of the day, like, don't be the guy that, I just really like wearing sweatpants. Well, then go to Applebee's. Don't go to the really nice place, So dress accordingly. You also don't want to be like the overly dressed guy wearing the suit and tie at
Applebee's.
Definitely at Applebee's. Don't go to Applebee's in general. But dress accordingly. Business casual, nice button up in khakis is never a bad way to go.
You're not looking to draw attention to yourself. The flamboyant pink shirt at a really fancy restaurant. Don't do that. Just don't do
Hawaiian
that.
Shirt.
Yeah, exactly. Like, don't draw attention to yourself.
And then the last one, if you want to riff on, I'm sure you probably these are things that we both like to rant on. It's like, okay, do I give this one to Joe or do I take this one? This one does drive me nuts, though. Like, if you know that somebody else is going to be paying, going out to eat with your parents and they've told you they'll pay for it, or going out to eat with your boss, especially your boss is almost always going to cover your meal, especially if it's a business-related function, do not order the most expensive thing on the menu. Don't grab them and you go, man, they got Japanese A5 Wagyu. Give me 6 ounces of that.
Exactly. King crab legs, all right.
As it's $90 an ounce. Like, just don't be that guy. You don't have to order the salad and, just get the absolute cheapest thing on the menu, but arrive somewhere in the middle.
Tone it down a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Do not order the most expensive dry-aged ribeye, that's $295. Like, if somebody else is paying, just make sure that, I'm sure they'll, and a lot of them will tell you, hey, get whatever you want. There is just, even if they say that, do not order the most expensive thing on the menu. There's just a level of etiquette.
Now's my chance. He's loaded.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm never going to get
this. That's what a lot of people think. Yeah.
Yeah. Just don't be that guy. Order accordingly. Order some pasta at $25 a dish, whatever it is. Like, yeah, even on the cheaper end, I'd say, even at an Applebee's, going for the gusto, swinging for the fences and getting the most expensive thing, it's just a bad look, even if it's your parents. My dad always said, though, like, get what you want. So we're here, it's here, is kind of one of the things he'd say. If you do have the money for it, or if they do have the money for it, maybe get what you want, but make sure that what you want, again, isn't the most expensive $60 platter of sushi or whatever else. Like, but that doesn't mean that you're depriving yourself and getting the grilled cheese for $4 because it's cheap. Get in the general range of what you want, because it is an experience, and they're trying to enjoy the experience as well, and your grilled cheese will set them off just as much as your $60 sushi, which whatever place has both of those, I want to go to. That'd be amazing. But let's get into general advice. There's only two.
I'm going to give you like 5 minutes or however long you need on this one, because I know you wanted to talk about this one.
Oh, baby. So when it comes to general advice, I couldn't really fit this under treatment of others, proper behavior. It should be treatment of others, because this is abuse to the person who tells you this. When someone recommends a dish at a place, do not get something different and then complain about it. Okay? This drives me up a wall. So you tell somebody like, hey, when you go to this place, the French dip is the best in town. It's probably one of the best you've ever had. And then they go and they get the corn chowder and they go, the place is okay. I can't vouch for the corn chowder, okay? I've never had the corn chowder. I told you the French dip was the best. Doesn't mean you have to have the French dip, but don't come back and complain about the place and act like I'm, a horrible person for suggesting some expensive place or whatever, when I told you the French dip is what you get, okay? This drives me up a wall, and I've had multiple people do this to me where I'm like, look, I'm not trying to act like I'm better than anybody else. When it comes to food, I know what I'm talking about. I think you can...
Oh, yeah. For sure, he does.
The people in my life know I'm a foodie, and I've had a lot of food, which you can tell, and I like my stuff, and I like what I like, but I also know what's really, really good. So most of the places that I've eaten, I can tell you the good things on the menu. I'm not trying to be pretentious. I'm just trying to be helpful and saying, hey, when you go here, get the green chili. When you go here, this burger is amazing. Doesn't mean you have to get it, okay? But that means my stamp of approval is only on that. I cannot speak to everything
else.
And then they're mad at me coming back of like, well, that place wasn't any good. I don't know how you like that place. Like, what are you talking about?
It's like, hey, man, this burger is out of this world. you know, get the burger. Yeah, can I get the mac and cheese?
Right. Mac like, and cheese is okay.
Yeah, I didn't really like it all that much. Like, you don't say. You got the mac and cheese. Right.
The burger is the great thing. That's what you go for if you're going to go to this restaurant.
Yeah.
If you didn't like the burger in the first place, don't go to the restaurant. I didn't tell you the restaurant's amazing. I told you the burger's amazing. So yeah, sorry. I'm ranting, but man, that
the next one, or I guess this is our last one. I don't know how you want to wrap it. You know, we should come up with a top five or something.
That'd be good.
Should have done that. Should have thought of this.
I should have. Yeah.
I'll let you think of it. I was going to say, you rant.
You rant and I'll go.
Be adventurous. Don't have a standard order of like, well, I always get the chicken tenders. It's like, yeah, it's not the, I don't even know how to describe it. Like, that's super boring. Like, don't be the person that always gets the chicken tenders or even always gets the cheeseburger or always gets the, another one. If you're at a Mexican restaurant and you ever order a cheeseburger or you ever order chicken tenders, we will not be eating out together again. No, I'm just kidding. my sister used to do that when she was really little. She used to get like a burger at a Mexican restaurant and we used to roast her endlessly for that.
Yep.
But be adventurous, like try new things. Like I get everybody's going to have a kind of a favorite thing. I'm a steak guy. If I go to a nice place, I'm probably getting a steak. But I might try different cuts of steak or whatever it is. Like, and there are times when I'll try something else or go into a seafood place and trying something like, just be adventurous. Like, you don't want to be the person that eats pizza, burgers, you know, mac and cheese, and chicken tenders, and that's all you eat. Not the most fun hang, so to speak. So be adventurous. Like, try new things. I'm sure you got something to say on that.
Yeah, no, I mean, you may go to nice places where they have the courses, and you're looking at it, and it's like, oh, I don't eat that, and you're picky and everything else.
Don't be a picky eater.
It takes away from the experience. These people know what they're doing. They make lots and lots of money to curate perfect meals for you. And you don't necessarily have to like it. Try it. Taste it. You know, if you have an opportunity to taste rare things, if ever possible, caviar, things like that, try it. Why not? I mean, you go, oh, fish eggs, that's disgusting. Give it a shot.
Escargot.
Be like adventurous. That, yeah. Exactly. Like, you're here, it's here. You're only going to get this once probably. And so if you do have an opportunity on things like that, but when you're going out to Applebee's and whatnot, okay, yeah, chicken tenders may be your thing, man. Oh, Charlie's, they're big on chicken tenders. But if that's all you ever get across the board, you're really robbing yourself. I don't know why you'd go out personally, but you're kind of robbing yourself. And I know that seems really, really petty, and it's like, but I like chicken tenders. Okay, I get that, but this is more of just be a risk taker. Be adventurous. Try the halibut at some place or the trout or whatever.
Definitely
else.
Definitely try the halibut.
Yeah, like, that stuff's really good, and you won't know what you like until you try it. You can say that I don't like anything, yet just don't be picky, I guess is all it comes down to. So, Will, I was trying to think of things that I would do to wrap this up.
I can't think of much either. I don't know.
I was thinking of, like, what's a go-to at a chain restaurant that most people would be aware of? What's, like, a dish that you'd put your, you know, that you would personally go for? I'm putting you on the spot on this one.
Anything at Cheesecake Factory, honestly.
Oh, my goodness.
But the orange chicken at the Cheesecake Factory is out of this world.
Korean cauliflower at the Cheesecake Factory.
That's really good, yeah.
So stinking good.
To be honest, this, we got to wrap here, but I've kind of gotten to where I don't enjoy going to chain restaurants very much anymore. Simply because I do think the service and quality has gone in chain restaurants has gone down quite a bit.
That's
like
very true.
Even stuff that I used to like going to, like Olive Garden, is like, I don't really want to pay money for Olive Garden. If I'm going to pay money to go out to eat, I want to go somewhere that maybe a more specialty place that is, you know, not necessarily more expensive, but like is a hometown place or something. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so, absolutely. And if you are going to, if it is more expensive, maybe you don't do it as often. Maybe you're saving up and you're not. And so, I mean, I think that makes sense. Chains are,
they're just kind of going downhill in my opinion. That's total sidetrack.
Oh, they've gone up in price and down.
In
service. So yeah,
except
maybe that's
Cheesecake Factory. I'll still vouch for that. I love that place.
I'm a big Texas Roadhouse guy. So the ribeye Texas Roadhouse.
I cannot find a steak I like at Texas Roadhouse. Last three or four, at least.
Their ribeye is a 50-50 proposition. Okay. It may be fantastic.
I've been on the wrong side of that a few times.
It may be not great, but you just never really know. You're just spinning the wheel and seeing what you get.
I will vouch for the cinnamon butter, though, at Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Everything else, Cactus Plaza. Anyway, we're just going off. But, let us know. If there's anything you'd add, if there's any pet peeves that just drive you absolutely nuts, or if you want to comment on what you typically tip, or if you're a waiter and you go, hey, well, this I really appreciate when my customers do this or whatever it may be. We love to hear that, too, so make sure to comment.
I will say, this has probably been the least important episode we've ever done.
Indeed.
And yeah, this might be the most fun I've ever had recording one of these episodes. So, you know, that's kind of
a good time.
Variables there. But I hope you've enjoyed as much as we have listened, you know, as we have recording it. It's just a for fun thing. Go out to eat. Enjoy it.
Don't take it too seriously.
We both love you. Definitely don't take it too seriously. Never order your steak past medium, though. I will say that. We've said that before. You can't do that.
That's proper etiquette. That's on all of these. That's appropriate behavior.
Yeah, put it on
that's,
all of it.
That's
don't do advice. That to the waiter where the waiter has to write to the cook and like, I'm sorry guys, they ordered it medium well. Sorry. I mean, like, don't do that to them.
Don't do it. Exactly. Don't do it. Yeah. So, ordering the steak sauce just to drown it out.
Oh, absolutely not. Oof. Don't utter the words A1 ever. Don't do it. You have anything else to add, Joe, before we wrap
no,
up?
That'll do
we it. Will wrap right there. This has been episode 81. We'll be back next week with probably a much more serious topic.
Yes.
For episode 82 of the Godly Young Men podcast. Thank you so much for watching and listening. We'll be right back.